Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Michelin Cross Climate 2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
The Volume.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre. Straight Fire. For Monday, January 22nd. Hope everybody had an awesome weekend. The football was fantastic, my friends. Oh my goodness. Saturday night, 49ers Packers was tremendous in the Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes theater. Just the perfect football game, of course, because the Chiefs ended up winning and covering for your boy. And you know I was loaded up on KC. Oh, it was glorious. Just an awesome weekend all around. I will say, before I get the pod started, I watched this Leonardo DiCaprio movie over the weekend, Killers of the Flower Moon or something like that, and it's like 3 hours. I didn't realize that, but it was awesome. Highly recommend. Now listen, NFL's down to 3 games left in the season. You guys have the next 6 days with no football until Sunday, and you're going to have a chunk of time, maybe split it up over 2 days, but you got to check this movie out. I thought it was really good. Highly recommend. I also finished up Jack Reacher over the weekend. Awesome. Oh, I mean, I won't spoil anything, but just hit me up on episode 8. I know there's a scene you guys are going to... Anyways, so I did some non-football watching this weekend. Son had a chess tournament, coached my kid in hoops, my kids. But I don't really think anything can match on the sporting field. This weekend, what happened with Mahomes and Allen on Sunday afternoon in Buffalo? It was as good as it gets. I don't know. I was texting with a bunch of people, you know, multiple different text chains, and everybody's like, this game. And you just, you sort of run out of adjectives. I mean, that's how incredible the Chiefs 27-24 win was. Unbelievably, this game looked like nobody was getting stops at all. And lo and behold, the Kansas City Chiefs defense under Steve Spagnuolo comes through ultra clutch with multiple just smart defensive plays. And they were able to put away Josh Allen and the Bills. I know a lot. Listen, it's obvious you want to play the blame game on Monday, right? Oh, you got to blame the kicker. He shanked it badly. I don't know. It looks like such a boomerang of a kick. I thought that the wind took it. But then on multiple replays, it looks like he just hooked the hell out of it. Wide right, of course, which Buffalo Bills fans know far too well. But it's just a devastating ending if you're a Bills fan. And then they can't get the stop, and Kansas City walks off the victor. It should have been over well before that, okay? Number one, we need to start with the worst rule in all of sports, which is the fumble out of the end zone, okay? Mecole Hardman, by the way, which was a terrible play call by Andy Reid. I mean, Isaiah Pacheco is just dump trucking the Buffalo Bills defense, running all over them. They can't come close to stopping him. And Andy Reid gets all gadgety and goes on the Mecole Hardman end around. And of course, Hardman tries to extend. It was first down, I think. Hardman tries to extend for the end zone. Like, bro, what are you doing? You weigh a buck 90. And of course, he fumbles. It goes out of the end zone. Like, first of all, that rule, I'm sure you guys saw, an ESPN reporter was saying that rule is almost certainly going to be squashed after the season. And it is far too punitive. Anywhere on the field you fumble and it goes out of bounds, you get the ball right there. Okay? So why in the end zone is it a touchback and the other team gets it? That's insanity. Literal insanity. Now, if you want to say, well, people could just, you know, if you're going, just kind of throw the ball and it goes out of the end zone. No, first of all, nobody's going to do that. And second of all, you know, you could say it automatically goes back to the 5-yard line or something. You know, you don't have to say it goes to the other team or it goes to the 1-yard line. Let's just be logical. Okay. I was sweating bullets over here when that happened. It just felt like total disaster. And then, of course, you know, Buffalo gets the ball back. They start driving. And Kansas City's star corner, McDuffie, has a great chance at an interception. Goes right through his hands. And then Josh Allen seemingly fumbles on the next play. Chiefs could easily fall on it, and they don't. And the Bills have life. And then, of course, the two-minute warning comes. And this essentially was the game. And this is where I have a lot of issues with people being critical of this game. Okay? So, number one, the Chiefs defense, Spagnuolo called an amazing game. Buffalo struggled mightily. That being, let me see here, 4.7 yards per play. Okay? I'm looking at their passing, and they had a whopping zero explosive plays in the entire game. None through the air, because, you know, Sean McDermott was like, hey, we got to play it safe. We don't want to do it. We can't risk any YOLO Josh Allen stuff. Can't risk it. Got to keep it safe. And let's run Josh Allen a bunch, which all worked fine. And then the two-minute warning comes. And if you guys want to say, let's just toss out, let me see what the number here was that I was working with. Eight. So let's say you have eight possessions in a game, right? Each team, let's just use that as, sometimes it's seven, sometimes it's 11, 12, whatever. Let's just use eight as an easy number, right? Eight times 18 games, right? 17, and then last week, I don't know, the Bills beat the Steelers, right? So 18 games, eight possessions. That's 144 possessions in a season. 144 drives. The entire season comes down to this one. This drive. Everything else you want to toss out the window. Now, we'll do this with Brock Purdy later, and you guys will hate me, but anyways. So it all comes down to one drive. And the two-minute warning's there. It's second down, and Josh Allen wants to go YOLO. He did. He wanted the shot in the end zone, even though he had Diggs on the underneath crossing route. And I'm watching it with my dad here. I say, oh my gosh, he's got Diggs wide open. And then Romo says, well, he had Diggs. I don't know why he didn't want him. Josh Allen wanted the hero ball. And he missed badly. So then it's 3rd and 10, and the clock stopped too. 3rd and 10. And Allen, again, seemed to be trying for, like, we've seen the Lions do this. Go ahead and get 4, 5, 6 yards, right? And set yourself up for the next play. Allen didn't seem to want to do that. Then he gets flushed on 3rd down, throws it away, and they got to settle for the kick. It looked like on the 3rd down, Josh Allen had an option or two to just pick up some yardage. And I'm not, you know, it's tough for me to criticize Allen. I'll say this. He didn't have a great game. 26 of 39 for a buck 86. 4.8 yards per attempt. Like, those have to be, I'll call up the game log. Those have to be season, close to season low. 186 passing yards. So he had 94 passing yards against the Cowboys, which was the run game. Against the Patriots late in the season, he had 169. He had a game, well, he actually had a 169, 177. So he's had some low passing games. This is the season on the line, man. Like, Diggs cannot be happy, right? Now, no Gabe Davis, obviously hurt to stretch the field. But those two misses by Allen felt like the game. And it's tough for me to criticize Allen. The only reason they're in this game is because he put them on their back, on his back, and carried them. And Mahomes was, listen, he's fantastic. And I know everybody wants to say, well, Jay, on the podcast last week, you said Mahomes was like the 6th or 7th best quarterback in the divisional round based on this year's stats. And I said, yes, that's true. His 17-game sample size was not great. It was the worst season of his career by every metric that Patrick Mahomes would measure. Like, those are facts. They're unassailable facts. And then, of course, he shows up in Buffalo, first road playoff game, 17 of 23, 215, 9.3 yards per attempt, 2 touchdowns, not sacked. passer rating off the charts, QBR. I mean, he was amazing. I mean, I don't know what's more impressive, that or Marquez Valdes-Scantling not dropping that bomb 32 yards over the middle. I mean, by the way, fancy that. Chiefs, I have them for zero drops. Now, I don't know. Rob G will check me here in a sec, but I don't. So if the Chiefs guys don't drop passes, they're awesome? I don't know. That was just a great performance from the Chiefs. Specifically, the defense came up with just the stops. Mahomes made all the plays, and that sets up the Chiefs in Baltimore. Now, this opened at Baltimore 3.5, and I cannot lie to you, I did take a nibble of Chiefs getting 3.5. This will probably be the largest. Pat Mahomes has been an underdog in forever. I'm sure we'll see all the numbers and the trends on Mahomes being a dog. I'm not saying Chiefs are going to win, but at 3.5, I got it. That's just a number play, you know? And, you know, I don't want to look too far ahead, but Rob, Andy Reid has kind of sort of dominated John Harbaugh. Yeah, he had won 4 of the last 5 meetings before Lamar beat him 36-35 in 2021. So you can understand my thinking the Chiefs are going to be live here. Baltimore's clearly a better team. We'll do a little bit on the Ravens, but I don't know, Rob. I can't do blame game and say, well, McDermott, defensive coach, they were too conservative. Like, they were in that game. I thought the Chiefs were the better side. I thought the Chiefs played better. But ultimately, like, you know, it was a super close game. This isn't like the Dallas Cowboys getting smashed by Green Bay at home, embarrassed and humiliated, where change must happen. Or Sirianni going on the road and losing as a favorite by a billion to Tampa and Baker Mayfield. This is a brutal loss at home by 3 to one of the greatest quarterbacks in the history of the sport. And Andy Reid. Like, I don't know, Rob. I can't kill anyone on the Bills for this loss.
Yeah, this game was everything that we had hoped it would be and then some. Because historically, Josh Allen versus Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs is almost as always an instant classic. Now, unfortunately for Buffalo Bills fans, it usually ends with them losing 0-3 to be exact, but it's always a great game. To your point, though, about Josh Allen, before we get into Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen this season and throughout his career, really, has made his bones as a supersized version of Brett Favre. He loves the YOLO ball. He wants to truck DBs from 7 yards away from the first down stick rather than slide, that kind of stuff. And almost as many, well, probably more times than not, he's usually successful. So that's why he kind of gets away with it. But as we've been saying throughout the season, he is just as likely to throw a 40-yard touchdown pass as he is to throw an inexplicable interception into quadruple coverage. Like, that's just who he is, right? Like, you got to live with the good and the bad with him. And what Buffalo did in this game is they somehow managed to turn that guy, that raw talent, that wild horse that you see galloping in the Grand Canyon, into a game manager. Josh Allen only completed 10 of 21 passes beyond the line of scrimmage for 95 yards last night.
Wait, 10 of what?
10 of 21.
Wow.
Okay. Even more shocking, only 2 of his completions were past the first down marker. Okay. One of those happened to be a touchdown, so we give him credit for that. But what they did is they reined in everything that makes him special, right? And to their credit, it was working. They were winning. They were right there the entire game. But when it came down to the final 2 minutes, the gotta have it moment, Josh Allen went back to being Josh Allen. Josh Allen was like, nah, fam, I'm not going to take the 7-yard crossover over the middle when I can throw this 25-yard bomb into the end zone. Like, that's who he is. And credit to Joe Brady for finding a way to keep him reined in long enough to give his team a shot. But unfortunately, Josh Allen giveth Josh Allen taken away. Like, that's just who he is. You got to live with it. As far as Patrick Mahomes goes, you mentioned the spread looking ahead to Baltimore. In games where Patrick Mahomes is 6.5-point favorite or underdog in the playoffs, so anywhere between 6.5 favorite all the way to him being the underdog, he's played 10 games like that in the playoffs. So far, he's 8-2 against the spread in those games. Like, pick your favorite stat pick your favorite accomplishment, pick whatever it is that you think defines a great quarterback. And Patrick Mahomes is probably first in that category, right? I know this season hasn't been good, especially by Mahomesian standards. He hasn't really been himself. But there's a reason why, coming even into this game, and knowing that he hasn't had his best stuff, knowing that the wide receiving core isn't good, knowing that Buffalo is playing as good as they've played basically in years, because they were just riding a hot streak to get into the playoffs, I felt 1,000% confident in picking the Kansas City Chiefs, because Patrick Mahomes, he's just that guy, right? You are that guy, you know, like we went through last week. Patrick Mahomes, and I hate to keep bringing this up, but this is something I fully believe to my core. Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback in NFL history because of how much he wins. He won at an astronomical clip. Didn't matter who was out there, what time of the game it was, he was going to find a way to get it done. For my money, in my opinion, you could pick other guys, but for my money, the best quarterback I've ever seen is Aaron Rodgers. Raw talent, ball placement, accuracy, arm strength, all of those things, to me, at his peak, Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback I've ever seen play. Patrick Mahomes has all of the ability that Aaron Rodgers has, plus the winning that Tom Brady has. He's been a starter in the NFL for 6 seasons. This will be his 6th straight AFC championship game.
Wow.
Like, do you understand how crazy that is to say? This guy is otherworldly. Even as a Raider fan, I have to admit, I love watching him play.
Yeah.
We should all be fortunate we get to watch Patrick Mahomes week in and week out.
It's funny, when you say it out loud, I totally forgot the 6th straight championship, AFC championship, but Tony Romo was right. Like, Patrick Mahomes has never not played in a conference championship game since he got to the NFL. Now, the first year he sat out, wasn't the starter, right? So that doesn't count. The following year, he takes over as a starter. AFC championship game ever since. That's kind of phenomenal. Now, we'll do more on the game this week. I'm not saying I'm picking the Chiefs. I just, at 3.5, a little nibble on Kansas City. I still don't think Kansas City's very good. I think Baltimore's much better defensively than Buffalo. We'll get to the Ravens game in a minute. But ultimately, hats off to Patrick Mahomes. He delivered. It's what he does. I mean, this guy's amazing. I didn't love the Mecole Hardman reverse or end or whatever the hell that was, end around. But otherwise, they called a great game. Spagnuolo was tremendous. Your points about McDermott turning Josh Allen into a game manager are interesting. I might tweet or IG Cam Newton and ask him his thoughts on it. Cam Newton was coming from my neck last week on social media over the Dak stuff. At any rate, well,
how do you think Cam feels knowing that we have Brock Purdy versus Jared Goff for the NFC Championship game?
Oh, that's right. Two of his game managers.
That's right.
Oh, he's got to be foaming at the mouth on that one. He's angry. It's
game changers in the AFC versus game manager in the NFC.
That's a good way to hype the weekend. Right. He might as well. He might have to get a new Thomas the Truck hat there to put on Instagram. I mean, I don't know what's going on with that guy.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL playoffs, is bringing you an offer that'll help make the playoffs electrifying. New customers can bet $5 on any game and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. So yeah, if you were taking a favorite, say, on Sunday, parlayed with another favorite, say, on Sunday, there's a real good opportunity for you to cash here. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code STRAIGHTFIRE. New customers can bet just $5 and get $200 instantly in bonus bets only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code STRAIGHTFIRE. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. All right, let's go to the Saturday night's main event. And shout out to all the real ones who, when they were kids, would stay up. Rob G doesn't know because he wasn't even born yet. It would stay up on Saturday night when their parents told them, you got to go to bed. And they would watch Saturday night's main event wrestling on NBC way, 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 way back in the day. Hulk Hogan, like Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. Ah, memories. But Saturday night's main event, honestly, I got a number that's staggering here. Are you ready for this? So 49ers-Packers Saturday was so good. It was the most watched Saturday telecast on TV since Tonya Harding versus Nancy Kerrigan in the 1994 Winter Olympics. Seriously, on any network. Like, just let that sink in. The most watched thing on a Saturday in, oh my gosh, I almost butchered the math there, 30 years. And of course, Kerrigan Harding was so famous because, to the young pups out there who don't know this stuff because you're young, Tonya Harding hired someone to take out Nancy Kerrigan before the Olympics. They made a movie out of it with Margot Robbie. I still haven't seen it, but the drama was just unbelievable. Anyways, 49ers-Packers was great. And I will not lie to you. I was sweating bullets during this game because you guys know I was loaded up on KC. I was loaded up on San Fran. The side didn't hit. Luckily, it kept alive the money line parlays and the teasers, which all hit thanks to the Lions winning. And we talked about it Friday with Doug Kazarian. I was like, who ruins this money line parlay? Niners, Ravens, Lions. The answer is none of them, thankfully. Niners, poof. All right, so this game, I could go many ways. I think the zoom out, big picture takeaway. Brock Purdy was bad for three quarters. Not good, not great, not anything. And then when it mattered most, Brock Purdy showed up and delivered. He went right down the field like a hot knife through butter. And outside of a drop by George Kittle, Brock Purdy was perfect on the game-winning drive. So I'm playing this board game with my son and my dad. It's called Catan. It used to be called Settlers of Catan. I don't know if you guys have heard of it. Really thought-provoking game. And I've only played it twice, so I don't even know all the rules. And I'm doing okay. But the Niners get the ball, and I'm like, I got to be locked in here. And I fell apart in the board game and lost, and I'll say that. My son's good at it. He's good. But I'm not like paying attention to the board game because I'm like so financially invested and emotionally and like takey. Is that a word, takey? On Brock Purdy. I mean, he had not had a good game. Now, it was played, the entire game was played in the rain, and he was high on a bunch of throws. He had an interception dropped, short on throws. He just didn't look ultra confident. He did lose Debo Samuel to a shoulder injury, which is huge. And as a result, on the final drive, he's throwing to Jennings and someone, Conley. I think it's the guy Conley who used to play for the Chiefs, who had three catches all year. And we're talking the final drive, the most pivotal drive of the season. Brock Purdy's delivering a dime to some guy named Conley. I think it's Chris Conley. And it was just like, he's him. Brock Purdy is him. And I put that on social media and all these people just, I mean, just get murdering me. I'm just coming after, just killing me. And I'm like, listen, with the, you guys, like, just think about this. So you guys play sports, whether it's basketball, golf, tennis, whatever it is. You're having a terrible game. And here we are in crunch time. And you deliver and get the win. Do you know the resolve it takes, the grit, the resilience? When you're playing like ass and the entire season's about to go up in smoke because you stunk. And then all of a sudden you just make every single play and you guys score and you win. Like, it's easy to get down on yourself. You go to the free throw line, you got to deliver. It's easy to brick those because you're having a bad game and you're in your head. But Purdy was undaunted. And that to me is impressive. Was he good? No. Was he great on the final drive? Super clutch. Now the opposite kind of happened to Jordan Love, right? He's having an awesome game. They're leading most of the way. And then final 17 minutes, super high on that 3rd-and-11 over the middle to Croft, who was wide open and might have got the first down, off his hands because it's high. And it's picked off. And the Niners get 3. And then the final play of the game was Farvian going across his body, throwing into the middle. And you could just tell, like, what are you doing, bro? Young quarterback. Okay, well, Brock Purdy's young too. And I don't know, Rob. Listen, I'm not some stan for Brock Purdy. Obviously, I'm a little bit of a fan now that I've been backing him up. I'm rooting for him. I thought that was impressive, man. I don't know. Were you as impressed as I was?
Absolutely. You know, I'm a Brock Purdy guy, and I wear that on my sleeve. I believe that he is just a flat out good quarterback. And everything you said is accurate. I mean, he did not have his best stuff at all, right? He was trailing by 7 entering the fourth quarter, which I know you saw the graphic both during the game and on social media. Kyle Shanahan had never won a game when he's trailing by 7 or more points entering the fourth quarter, ever. Period. Like 0-30 or something like that, something stupid. Brock Purdy in the driving rain, minus Debo Samuel, hadn't had his best stuff all night. No problem. Engineers the game-winning drive. He would have been perfect on the final drive were it not for George Kittle incomplete pass, like drop pass, right at the first down marker. Brock Purdy, the sooner people get on board and just admit that he is a very good quarterback, the better we'll all be. Like, people insist on holding his draft stock against him or the fact that he has good weapons around him against him. Trevor Lawrence has good weapons around him. He's nowhere close to Brock Purdy. Okay? I'm wrong a lot, right? And I'll wear that.
We all are, dude.
I'm wrong all the time. I had C.J. Stroud pulling the upset flat out. I was on +9.5 all week. Then on Saturday morning, I said, give me C.J. Stroud outright, and they got their doors blown off. So
Did you do that 2 weeks in a row?
Yeah, that is. 2 weeks in a row. Same thing with the national championship game for Michigan.
That's right.
Yeah. So, you know, I'll take it, right? But one thing that I've been dead on balls accurate about, at least to me, I said early in the season that this was going to be Brock Purdy's Joe Burrow season, where, you know, he doesn't have the biggest arm, he's not the most fleet of foot, but there's just something about this guy. He plays the position at a high level and he wins games. You can't really put your finger, he just kind of has it. Do yourself a favor if you're bored, America, here on Monday. Pull up Joe Burrow's second season stats versus Brock Purdy's second season stats. And they are almost identical all the way down. Completion percentage, 69.4 to 70.4. Yards per attempt, 9.6 to 8.9. passing touchdowns, 31-34, interceptions, 11-14, rushing touchdowns, 2-2. The only difference is the total pass yards, Joe Burrow, because he threw it a little bit more frequently, but Brock Purdy blows him out of the water in quarterback rating, 113-108, because he does it so efficiently, right? And if you'll recall Joe Burrow's second season when they made the Super Bowl, in the divisional round against Tennessee, didn't have his best stuff, no touchdowns, one pick, was sacked 9 times in that game.
Yes.
And yet, in the last 30 seconds, the defense forces a turnover, Joe Burrow immediately, boom, boom, field goal range, game winner, we're done, get out of here, let's go home. Brock Purdy doesn't have his best stuff. He's struggling most of the game, but when you gotta have it, the gotta have it moment, no problem. March you right down the field, get the game-winning touchdown. Like, yeah. There's something to be said about guys who have this mental fortitude, because there's a lot of your favorite quarterbacks, both professionally and in college, who have more physical talent, who have more arm talent, who just look the part more so than Brock Purdy does. But not all of them can do what he did, where you can put everything that happened wrong behind him and just lock in on this one drive and get the job done. Shout out to Brock Purdy.
By the way, now that you mentioned it, like his, you know, stats were pretty good in the game. Again, I'm not going like by QBR and quarterback rating like they're everything. But if I told you Brock Purdy had a higher QBR and a higher quarterback rating than Jordan Love, well, that would be surprising in that game. In that game, like, Jordan Love to me played better and against a better defense, obviously. Niners defense way better than Packers. But I got to give Love credit. He was solid, but he did have 2 picks in the final 17 minutes. Purdy was nails. And the other thing about Brock Purdy, and boy, you know, sometimes, Rob, I have this, I'll whisper it. I don't want my family hearing. I have this ability when I know I'm right and I don't want to like rub it in. I'll do something or I'll say something that's kind of like factually accurate, but not the nicest thing to say. So after Brock Purdy got the dub, because quarterback wins are a stat, I went on Twitter and said, I hope I don't offend anyone, but Brock Purdy now has as many playoff wins as Cam Newton had in his career. Brock Purdy's been starting for 2 years. It's just a fact. Just a fact. It's real. You can look it up. It's real. It's a number. And when he beats the Lions this week, and I think they do win, he's going to now have 4 quarterback playoff wins, matching Mark Sanchez, my guy, and toppling Cam. At any rate, my early lean is to the Niners against the Lions. You know, Detroit finally leaving the friendly confines of home. Have to go outdoors. I have not seen the weather yet. Can't be much worse than what Love and Purdy dealt with last time. But we know Jared Goff outdoors has a history of not playing well. I don't know. I think the Niners win. 7 seems like a big number. I don't know if Debo with the shoulder thing is going to play, but my early lean would be San Fran.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. It's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. And right now, all users get $100 off when they buy a big game ticket with code VEGAS100. Let me tell you, if I was in Vegas for the big game and I had an extra $100 in my pocket, I'd probably try to double it up at the blackjack table. And then I'd use all that money to buy myself a nice steak dinner. But that's just me. With killer last-minute deals, all-in prices, views from your seat, and their best price guarantee, Game Time takes the guesswork out of buying tickets. I was on the Game Time app this morning, and I saw my guy, the chef, is coming to town in March. And you know I got to be in the building for that one. Game Time is the only ticketing app that gives you your complete peace of mind with your purchase. You can see the view from your seat before you buy, so you know exactly what to expect when you arrive. All-in prices show your total upfront, so you know you're getting a great deal before you check out. And once you find the tickets you want, you can buy them in seconds with just two taps. Best part of it all? The Game Time guarantee means you'll always get the best price. If you find tickets in the same section and row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Right now, all Game Time users get $100 off a big game ticket with code VEGAS100. Terms apply. Just download the Game Time app and use code VEGAS100 for $100 off a big game ticket. Or if you're not going to the game, use code JMAC for $20 off your first purchase. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. I do quickly want to touch on the CJ Stroud thing since you brought it up. So Saturday, Texans Ravens, and we don't need to do a lot on this game because it was, you know, 2 days ago. But CJ Stroud, you know, really struggled, which is fine. He's a rookie. That's what happens. But I think my bigger takeaway, and I know people are like fumbling over, oh, Lamar Jackson was so utterly dominant. Okay, you got a good game. To me, Rob, the story of the game was McDonald and this Ravens defense. And I know that's not sexy, and I'm taking things away from Lamar. The Houston Texans, who just shredded the Browns at home, totaled 213 yards, 4.5 yards per play. They had one drive longer than 32 yards. It's a Shanahan offense. McDonald is now the architect of three of the better defensive games this season, in body bagging Purdy, four interceptions, totally shutting down Miami in the second half, and you know the offense had their way with them. They won by like 30. And then now holding Houston. Houston did not have an offensive touchdown. The only score came on special teams, which ruined my first half bet, but nevertheless. It was just an impressive performance, and I'll be honest, I would not be shocked if McDonald got the Titans job or the Panthers job. This guy's really freaking good at defense. Now, I know some people will say, well, this is kind of Brandon Staley-ish. And maybe that's the truth, but McDonald is a young dude. He was at Michigan, and now he's here. And like, I'm just saying, I don't know. This guy's defensive chops, Rob. It's not a super fun topic, but I'm just saying. Like, Stroud had, he made a couple throws in the first half. And after the script wore off, it was like, they had nothing.
Yeah, I mean, that defense is nasty. And I think, if I remember correctly, they led the NFL in points allowed, total sacks, and might have been total turnovers. I know that, I don't remember the third one, but the first two, it was sacks and points allowed. So that defense is nasty. And I think that is what makes them, at their peak at least, the best team in football. The problem, though, with Baltimore, and I don't know if it's because of the way that their offense is ran and that it's very methodical, you know, like they're grind you out 6-7 minute drives almost all the time. It's not necessarily the quick strike offense that you can get nowadays with some of the more high octane, like you'll see with Detroit, even with the Niners, you know, when they have all their guys humming, they can score really quickly. Baltimore, that defense is the constant. And when the offense is humming, they can be absolutely dominant. The problem with them, though, and we've talked about it all season, is they are just as likely to beat up on, you mentioned, the Niners and the Dolphins and whoever your favorite team is, 10-0 against teams with or 10 wins against teams with winning records this season. Like they can be that good. They can also inexplicably drop a game to the Colts, right? They can also inexplicably, before the Rams even got good, like struggle at home where they need so many things to break their way to beat the Rams. Like the variance with them is not quite as high as the Bills, but that's the only thing that would give me pause about saying absolutely give me Baltimore this weekend, because while their peak is, I think, is the highest in football, their floor is also probably the lowest, or maybe just ahead of Detroit in terms of the lowest of the final four teams.
Yeah, speaking of Detroit, I had to miss the fourth quarter because, my kids play hoops and I'm coaching them. And, we had some tough games. And, like, I can be looking at my phone and have it on and talking to the refs and the scorekeepers who are watching. But you're not locked in on every single play. So you got to go back and watch it on YouTube. And here's my only concern with the Lions. Stafford went up and down the field against them. It's Stafford and McVay, okay? Baker Mayfield went up and down the field against him. 23 first downs, 400 yards, 6.8 yards per play, 3 for 3 in the red zone. Like, Detroit couldn't get stops and won because Tampa, couldn't stop the Lions at home. I don't know. It's tough for me to make a case for Detroit. Now, let's see with Deebo Samuel, what's going on there. It's a great team, a great story. It's very weird how their defense. I don't get this. Aaron Glenn is interviewing for jobs. I don't see that, guys. I mean, yeah, Baker made a terrible pass. Like, he got the ball back with 2 minutes left to try to go tie this game, and I don't know. It just felt very strange to me that the Lions were in like perilous spots late against the Rams and the Bucks, and people seem to think they're going to go out and have a chance against San Fran. And again, a lot of it is what we just saw. Everybody just saw Mahomes go into Buffalo, get the dub. Well, you got to take Mahomes against Baltimore. And then it's like, okay, everybody saw the Lions win against Tampa. And everybody saw San Fran struggle mightily against Jordan Love. Oh, well, Detroit's going to have a chance. And I think that's the dime store handicap that everybody will go for. But I think San Fran's a side here, and it shapes up as Brock Purdy against, I think, Lamar Jackson. Brock Purdy versus Patrick Mahomes would be something. We saw Jimmy Garoppolo versus Patrick Mahomes already. I don't know. A very fun football weekend. I barely watched any NBA, Rob. I don't know. Did you watch any or just all football?
Oh, I watched the Lakers wet the bed against Brooklyn, where they were
Friday, yeah,
crushing them early. But quickly, with bow tie here on the football conversation, you mentioned the possibility of the Brock Purdy versus Lamar Jackson Super Bowl. Have you seen the conspiracy theory that the NFL scriptwriters have had this Super Bowl in place all season because of the colors that they use for the logo?
Somebody, I don't know if someone sent me that on the gram or if somebody told me that.
Because last season was red and green, and it was the Eagles Chiefs. The season before that was that red and red, right?
Tampa KC?
Let me see. I got to pull it up. But any event, just the fact that
Cincinnati Rams.
Okay, there you go. Cincinnati and Rams. Yes, I'm sorry. Orange and blue. Just the simple fact that that exists out there. I believe that Roger Goodell needs to call in the refs and say, there is no fucking way we are having Baltimore versus 49ers. I don't care what you have to do.
Oh, wait.
Only one of them can make it.
When did this thing come out?
The colors have been out almost at the beginning of the season. The logos come out at the beginning of every season.
Well, I bet if you looked at the odds, the 49ers were certainly up there, but so were the Eagles, and so were...
I don't make the rules, Jason. I'm just saying. You can't let the conspiracy theorists, the tin hat wearers, be correct on this one. That the NFL is all scripted, and we've known all along it was going to be Baltimore versus San Francisco. We can't.
So what are the colors again? Red
purple
and blue?
Purple and red.
Purple. So how many purple teams are... Well, the...
Vikings and the Ravens.
Damn, that's it. Red has more.
Yeah.
Huh.
we just can't have it.
And what are the theories that other, like, why would this happen?
That the NFL is not necessarily an actual competition. It is entertainment. It is the WWE, where everything is scripted in such a way so that they can generate the most eyeballs and clicks and interest.
I don't know.
That they pick storylines.
But I guess there hasn't been anything yet to derail the Ravens storyline, right?
Right.
There's no, like, questionable shaky play. Like, I don't know. Has there even been one in the playoffs?
No. And that's
like
the thing.
Like a phantom flag?
I don't think so. And again, those two teams very well may be the two best teams, and they probably should meet in the Super Bowl. But just because I do not want to see the tinfoil hats get this one right and say, see, this whole thing is fake. Goodell's got to make the call. He's got to tell his refs, got to call Ed Hockley or whatever and say, look,
so
whatever
you
got
out of the Super Bowl.
I don't know. Just pick one. It doesn't. I don't care which one you decide to keep out of it, but one of them cannot make it.
Yeah. I'm out of the rating, caring about ratings for Super Bowls because, you know, when I used to write about them or whatever. But I think undeniably, Niners, Chiefs, Niners, Ravens is what would draw the biggest number, right? I mean, I know Detroit's a really good story and it's awesome, but I just don't know that many people would want to see Detroit. Although the game's in a dome and Detroit looks really good in domes.
I think if the NFL had their druthers, it'd be Mahomes and the Niners. You have the national brand of Kansas of San Francisco and then the face of the league in Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, I forgot. The face of the league, Taylor Swift.
That's right. That's another one. Yes.
Yeah, you know, I totally forgot that. The league would love it if Taylor Swift were at the Super Bowl, right?
Yes.
Kelsey, that's a 2-week storyline. That's easy. I mean, come on. Yeah, so. All right. That's all for Divisional Fallout Monday. Rob, it was so busy over the weekend. I didn't even see. Did the Eagles decide on Sirianni?
As of this wee hours of the morning on Monday, the defensive coordinator is being let go, Sean Desai. But anything beyond that, to be determined.
So Patricia has not been jettisoned?
Not yet.
Oh my gosh, what a joke. Huh, interesting. We could use some juice this week on that front. Because like anybody who wants Ben Johnson still got to wait another week, right? He's not going anywhere. McDonald, I think, is a hot commodity. I guess technically Slowick could be in the mix. All right, we're back tomorrow. I'll talk to you then.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.